With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for a second time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Describing Trump's political rebirth as unparalleled in American history, Time Magazine selected the president-elect as its Person of the Year for 2024. It chronicled Trump's first term ending in disgrace, his crime conviction, and his comeback election victory. The magazine said he has realigned American politics, remaking the GOP, and leaving Democrats reckoning with what went awry. Trump was also named Person of the Year in 2016. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. senators from New York and New Jersey are asking the government to investigate a number of unexplained drone sightings over their states. Bob Agnew reports.
In a letter, the senators call on the Department of Homeland Security, the FAA, and the FBI to, quote, identify and address the source of the recent unmanned aerial system activity. Citing a threat to both civilian and military sites, the senators ask for a briefing as soon as possible. A Pentagon spokesperson told reporters there's no evidence the drones came from a foreign entity. Bob Agnew reporting.
Calmer winds and rising humidity in Southern California should help firefighters as they climb through steep canyons to battle a blaze that's driven thousands out of Malibu. The weather improved so much that meteorologists said all red flag warnings were discontinued. The conditions allowed firefighters to have a lot of success despite the nearly inaccessible terrain. The sheriff's department has lifted some mandatory evacuation orders, but it was not immediately clear how many people were allowed to return to their homes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropped 132. This is SRN News. A California woman files suit over sex change procedures.
The 20-year-old female UCLA student accuses Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy of pressuring her into taking testosterone so she could live as a male at the age of 12. The plaintiff, who no longer wants to change her gender, says the treatments have left her unable to bear children. Dr. Olson Kennedy is considered a leader in the field of so-called transgender care, promoting puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge is considering the constitutionality of a Minnesota law that bans religious tests for colleges that participate in a state program allowing high school students to take college courses for credit. The measure targets two conservative Christian colleges that require students to sign statements of faith, Crown College and the University of Northwestern. A group is suing to overturn the law, saying it violates their freedom to choose. This is SRN News. The fall of former President Bashar al-Assad in Syria has ramifications. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The search for Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad is underway one day after rebel forces completed a lightning campaign that toppled the Assad regime that ruled Syria for more than 50 years in a remarkably short time. To secure its position, Israel attacked military installations and destroyed weapons facilities across Syria. Prime Minister Netanyahu boasted the brief final campaign was made possible by the pressure Israel maintained on Iran and Hezbollah. The whereabouts of Assad is not known, but some believe he flew out of Syria via Damascus, some suggesting his plane was shot down based on erratic radar tracking. Israeli forces are already deployed on the Golan Heights and elsewhere. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.